When I used to finish the night time, I'd get home maybe at 7:15 at night. I'd have me tea, I'd go in the front room, I'd sit there to 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, reading scripts for the next day.
So you say you're over it now, you wouldn't mind going back?
Oh, I'd like to go back, yeah, I'd like to go back. So, I've got another 4 months to make me mind up, and if they want me back, and I hope they do, then I'll go back.
Is that what you wanted to be, an actor? Because without you are real good at it. I've seen, and the two fellas in there, Grant and Phil, the fellas, they are also. And there's certain people you think, well, you know, with respect, there's acting you can churn out like sausages, which a lot of people have disdain for. There's other people you wouldn't expect it. And it wasn't just a surprise for you, Mike. You actually really could act. Was that the ambition? And did you then become disillusioned with it, or bored with it, or what?
No, it was...
Did you know you could act at first?
Well, all I can tell you, I was a stuntman for many years.
Yeah.
So I'd done hundreds of cameo roles, like a doorman and coppers and all that.
In famous films or anything?
Yeah, I've done quite a few famous films.
Go on.
I've done most of them. I've done the first three Bond films. I've done...
Oh, wow.
Billion Dollar Brain. It goes on and on.
Can you see yourself in them?
Sometimes, especially like in The Saints. I've done all, I was with Associated British Pictures for nearly 8 years, so I've done all the Barons, the Saints,
yeah,
the Champions, the Avengers, and I was in all of those, every single episode of those.
Do you feel then, having proven yourself as an actor, because you definitely have, that the type of bloke you are, even down to the Cockney accent, will never see you... Well, I mean, all right, you can say Michael Caine, but that's a kind of a one-up, or even Bob Hoskins. But do you feel that's going to hold you back?
All I could play, and I'm sure I could play it well, that's not being cocky, a villain or a copper. I mean, that's
but isn't that limiting, don't you feel?
Well, I don't care about that. That's something that, if I was given a script to do that, that would be my... That's the one burning ambition I have left, to play in a major movie or a major play as a villain or a copper, because I think I would find that easy.